Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell. Welcome you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. As you all know, in a couple of days, we're going to celebrate a holiday which really has become the American national holiday. It's the Day of Thanksgiving. It was instituted at a period when presidents wanted the whole nation to understand the necessity to thank God, to admit our dependence on Him, and to bring people together who seek, after all, peace and harmony through this common act of thanksgiving. And I think as we prepare to celebrate this very wonderful holiday, we want to meditate upon a virtue to which we are all called, but sometimes don't consider very deeply, and that is the virtue of gratitude, of simply giving thanks and of being a thankful person. Now, really, there are two meanings to this thankfulness, to gratitude, and I want to speak about them because there is a kind of thankfulness that we learn as an habitual kindness within our society. It is not expressing a deep understanding of gratitude, but it is that call to say please, thank you, welcome, that is so much a part of making our social communication and our social life much easier, especially in a personal ease of relationships with people we meet throughout the day. And this is very important that we do this. But it is habitual. It is a way of simply easing our way through daily life. But when we think of the gratitude for which we are called to give thanks during this time, it is something deeper. Gratitude is a response to a gift. And it is a gift we did nothing to earn or make and did not even deserve. It was something given to us out of a profound love, given to us freely, not expecting repayment, but it is a true gift, something we had not possessed before and were utterly surprised to have received it in such abundance. I think of the gift of our lives. None of us can claim that we are the source of our own life. That gift is given to us freely. We did not choose it, but we do live it. And it is the basis for all of our human reality. The gift is given for no other reason than love. A love that is constantly renewed through mercy and forgiveness. And we want to remember that the gift presupposes a giver. And God does not let those, even those who refuse His love, to be without the offer. Man may reject it, but God continues to offer it. All God asks is an acknowledgement marked by an acceptance of His commands of loving concern. To simply hear a return of thank you and a pouring out of that thankfulness into offering such goods to other people. This is why I think that in gratitude, as so many of the great church fathers spoke of, is one of the worst of human failings. And I wonder sometimes about the origins of that vice of ingratitude. I think ingratitude follows upon a refusal to accept the nature of God, and in fact, to begin to forget his presence among us. And we take that invitation that our Lord offers to us to be a kind of co-creator of his creation as a signal that we are here not to allow that creation to flourish and to become fruitful, but to control it and redirect it. It is a claim that we are our own creator. And if we are our own creator, what needs be for any act of gratitude except to praise ourselves and our ingenuity? Human intelligence and the talents that we have are a reflection of being made in the image and likeness of God. And we do have a justifiable satisfaction in the results of our efforts. But we have to make certain that they are being made and created for the flourishing of our lives so that we may continue to give thanks and for the opportunities that we have to do the good. But in following the first Adam rather than God, we forget who is the creator, and in pride we assume the role of our own creation. We are the creator. And therefore, all of our achievements, which can be ways by which we help others, by which we expand our capacities, then become idols. And in the end, like all idols, they fail us, particularly in the face of the great mystery of our own death. But even in our lifetime, to make idols of our achievements can cause untold distress in our earthly reality. For there is, of course, that mark in our world in which, through our own ingenuity, we may create the good, but sometimes we turn it toward the evil. When we forget God, we forget who we are. And often it is in practicing the virtue of gratitude, of simply recognizing the gifts that are poured upon us that we have not made, have not earned, maybe not deserved, that we come to understand that in recognizing the great giver of God, we enhance our own human personality. We enhance its being, its joyfulness. And this Thanksgiving Day is a wonderful opportunity to return to the source of all of our happiness. And that act of gratitude, of simply saying thank you, is also to be accompanied by the virtues of humility, but of hope. Humility and understanding that we have not created ourselves, that all things depend upon God, and we can't do everything. But we live in hope that we are called to do something that is good, and in the grace of God we hope that it can be achieved. And in admitting to the things we can do, we recognize that all the gifts given to us are to express our love of God and neighbor. And giving such thanks is then a prompt to a simple habit of amazement, of such love that flows from God, an amazement that something exists rather than nothing. And in this amazement, we find a great source of peace and a wonderful goad to do the good to all others. So, my friends, happy Thanksgiving, and may the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ descend upon you with abundance, stir your hearts to recognize his lordship, and also to renew our commitment always to do the good.